God says today, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. All of us are going to die very soon. The men sooner than the women, because we do dumb things. So we need to reflect, how are we preparing for death? And how virtuous are we? Everyone who has ever lived, everyone's eternal. So we're all going to end up in one of two places. In the end, there's only two choices. Everyone who has ever lived is or will be either in heaven or hell. So it's either eternal joy and beauty and goodness just never ends for all eternity, or it's eternal hell, pain and misery and hatred, and we can never get out of it for all eternity. Number two, the second way to grow, to become spiritually rich, is to rest on the Sabbath. So when God created the world in 6 days, he named the seventh day the Sabbath. The Sabbath, the word means, comes from the Hebrew word to rest. And so he rested. Why did he rest? It's not for himself. It's for us, to remind us we need to rest. Why do we need to rest? We're not machines, and we're not God. We're creatures. So the business world, they recognize, the business world knows if you want to be creative, successful, and productive, you have to rest. Philosophers recognize for human flourishing, you need to rest. But theologians recognize something even better. The Sabbath rest is about renewing our covenant with God. Every Sunday, we renew our covenant. It's all about our marriage with God. We're made to contemplate him. We're made to worship him. God has made the Sabbath so important. He's made it the third commandment. He says, keep holy the Sabbath day and refrain from unnecessary work. Why does he want us to stop working on Sunday, our regular work? Because if you constantly work, what happens is it tempts you to be distracted from God, from your main purpose in life. So, if you can, please don't do your normal work on Sunday, unless it's truly necessary. If you're the kind of person, if you always work on the computer, go do some gardening. And if you're a gardener, go read a book. Spend time in prayer, pray with your family and friends, relax, have fun. But remember, you're made for God alone. By the way, does God still ask us to go to Mass when we're on vacation? Yeah, that's right. Because Jesus, when he died for us on the cross, the importance of that doesn't end when we're on vacation. Our gratitude to him for that and our worship of him and the Eucharist, the importance of that, that doesn't end when we're on vacation. So if we go away for a vacation and we skip the Mass, that makes our vacation a false god. What we want to do is make Mass the center of our vacation, and then it will be truly satisfying. And number three, to be spiritually rich, we need to simplify. Put up your hand here if you want a more complex life. No one wants a more complex life, because life gets better when it gets simpler. Life gets better when it gets simpler. Our Lord today talks about greed, because greed for possessions, it stops us from reflecting and resting. All of us buy so much stuff we don't need. And at our homes, we have so much stuff we don't need. And we say, well, we're going to keep it in 35 years when we need it. Why? Makes us spiritually poor. Get rid of stuff. It's very liberating to let go of things and donate them. I know a family, every time they buy something, they give something away. Every time they buy something, they give something away. Matthew Kelly advises families, get together in the summer. You go through your house. You get rid of things. So you open the closets and you say, when was the last time you used this? When was the last time you wore this? Does this even fit you anymore? So why are you keeping it? If you could, today, if you're able to greet me after Mass, you don't have to, but just ask me a good question, a question for a devout conversation. Say, Father Justin, what are you going to do this week to reflect, rest, or simplify? And if you could, when you're going home today, talk to each other about that. Can you do anything this week just to do one of the three, to reflect, rest, or simplify? God finally gave Father Michael White the team he needed. Only after Father Michael decided to grow in virtue, he realized his most important job was to take care of his team. If he takes care of his team will take care of the parishioners. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus, did you know he spent more time with the 12 apostles than with the crowds? Why did Jesus spend more time with 12 people than with the crowds? Because he realized if he could train those 12 people, he could give the people 12 shepherds. And if each of those 12 trained another 12, he could give the people 144 shepherds. That's the right thing to do. At the very moment Father Michael decided to treat his team the way they deserve so that they could take care of the parishioners, he said to Jesus, "What do you want me to do? Show me." That very moment, the guy that thinking about hiring Chris, he walks in and he says, "Here I am." So they hired Chris. He's become one of their great spiritual leaders in the parish. That's a great blessing. The better blessing, Father Michael grew in virtue, and he became spiritually rich.